Chapter 9, An Appeal for Generous Giving. As concerning the service to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your readiness, of which I boast on your behalf to those in Macedonia, that Achaia has been prepared for the past year. And your zeal has stirred up very many of them. But I have sent the brothers that our boasting on your behalf may not be made void in this respect, that even as I said, you may be prepared, lest by any means, if there come with me some Macedonians and found you unprepared, we, not to mention you, would be embarrassed by my being so confident of your generosity. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead of you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not, as it were, as an extortion. But this I say, he that sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Let each man do according to what he intends in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound in you, so that you, having always all sufficiency in everything, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness abides for ever. And he that supplies seed to the sower and bread for food shall supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for all your generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this charity not only provides for the wants of the saints, but abounds also through many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they glorify God for your loyalty, which you confess to the gospel of Christ, and for the generosity of your contribution to them and to all, while they also, with prayers on your behalf, long after you, by reason of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.